June 25th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Receiving oneself in the fires of sorrow. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. John 12, 27 and 28. My attitude as a saint to sorrow and difficulty is not to ask that they may be prevented, but to ask that I may preserve the self God created me to be through every fire of sorrow. Our Lord received himself in the fire of sorrow. He was saved not from the hour, but out of the hour. We say that there ought to be no sorrow, but there is sorrow, and we have to receive ourselves in its fires. If we try to evade sorrow, refuse to lay our account with it, we are foolish. Sorrow is one of the biggest facts in life. It is no use saying sorrow ought not to be. Sin and sorrow and suffering are. It is not for us to say that God has made a mistake in allowing them. Sorrow burns up a great amount of shallowness, but it does not always make a man better. Suffering either gives me myself, or it destroys myself. You cannot receive yourself in success. You lose your head. You cannot receive yourself in monotony. You grouse. The way to find yourself is in the fires of sorrow. Why it should be so is another matter, but that it is so is true in the scriptures and in human experience. You always know the man who has been through the fires of sorrow and received himself. You are certain you can go to him in trouble and find that he has ample leisure for you. If a man has not been through the fires of sorrow, he is apt to be contemptuous. He has no time for you. If you receive yourself in the fires of sorrow, God will make you nourishment for other people. That's the end of Oswald's message. How true it is that we are more likely to be able to help others through times of difficulty and distress if we have been there ourselves and come through knowing that we are cherished by our God and that we have actually been conformed more to the image of God by our trials and our difficulties. It is rare that anyone who has not been there can identify with my troubles. It is difficult to counsel someone in time of sorrow if you've not been through that particular sorrow. So another reason for us to welcome sorrows or trials or other things, as James spoke of in his book in the New Testament, it is specifically that when these sorrows or the fires of sorrow come our way, that they are for the specific purpose, twofold purpose. One, to help us receive ourselves and be fully aware of who we are in God, and then that we might help others in their time of similar fire of sorrow. God doesn't just allow sorrow. God causes sorrow. God doesn't just cause sorrow just for the sake of meanness. Every sorrow, every fire of sorrow is specifically intended to purify us and make us all that we can be. So receive the fire of sorrow as a gift from God, as an opportunity from God to see his love and to be prepared to share that love with the next person we encounter going through a similar fire of sorrow.